At the end of the day, the real question is, if someone is trapped in a war zone, isn't the humane thing to do is to open a door and let them walk out? Now, some of you might say, no, the most humane thing is to stop Israel, make them drop their weapons, and then stop the war. But then comes the harder question, what about the other side? Hamas, Hezbollah, who's going to make them stop? What do you do when your enemy openly says life begins after death? How do you negotiate with that mindset? So in the end, it all comes down to choices. And right now, opening a door for civilians to leave a war zone, giving them a chance to live, might just be the best choice we have. And you know, a similar question often comes up here in our own country, India. In this whole world, there are about 50 to 57 Muslim majority countries. Have you ever thought, in all these years of Israel-Palestinian conflict, has even one of these countries said, we will take the Palestinians, they can live in our country? European Christian countries have accepted many Muslim refugees. So why don't these 50 plus Muslim countries do the same? Forget all of them. Why don't the rich Gulf nations invite them and give them a good life? If you think about it, the main reason behind any migration is better opportunities and living conditions. Gaza never really had that, and now it's worse than ever. You have seen the pictures. Those who migrated to Europe also left their homes behind, right? And now you all know the situation in Europe. Britain is almost on its way to becoming Islamic. So if someone gives you the argument that people in Gaza don't want to leave because they don't want to abandon their homes, that's a very weak excuse. It's not like that at all. They have been forced to stay there by Hamas. Because of Hamas, innocent Palestinians work like a human shield. Remove the shield and Hamas gets exposed. So that's the reality.